Little pig, little pig. Let me in.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
The dead is going to catch up to us eventually.
Evil people aren't the exception to the rule. They are the rule.
You can come on home.
He asked how his daddy died. I told him that a bad man killed him. He wanted to know if that man got what he deserved.
Welcome to a new episode of the Frames Per Second Podcast. My name is Kenneth Mianz. Joining me on the show, we got Mike Seaton.
Hi.
4:30.
What up, though?
I wasn't looking at you. I was trying to figure out what
you're going to call. He's trying to figure out who he's going to call next.
Yeah. Naturally, there.
Hello.
Modest Media.
What up, man?
And he's in the studio, y'all.
Oh, shit.
He came. He graced us with his presence.
Cue the cheers and the applause.
Right, for real. He's been absent for the last, for all of them.
He was on the little to bad episodes.
Mm-hmm. You know,
he skipped out of those. So, you know, what up? Mm-hmm. Yep. Steve Eric V, a.k.a. FKA, me and Mocha 11.
You know, everybody want to be
You're
on
not
the last
known
one.
As that anymore?
Mm-hmm. Nah. Everybody want to be on the last one.
I know.
Did he already say B was a special guest?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if he said
no, he just said 4:30.
I didn't. I just said 4:30.
That's all he said.
People know at this point he was a special guest.
Yeah. Right. Well, for real.
But okay.
Yeah, this is, we made it, y'all. This is the final episode of the bonus episodes. And it's about Negan. Here's Negan is the title, which was snatched from the comic books. I think Angela Kang said that she specifically wanted to use that title to kind of, you know, pay respect to the comic books for having that, I think, for doing this story or a version of the story. So, quick round the room. Mike, did you like it?
Quick around the room? Abso-fucking-lutely.
Nay?
Yes.
B?
Actually, yes. Yeah.
It was cool.
I enjoyed it.
I liked it a lot.
Right.
It was good.
Cool. All right, man. So let's get into it. Carol on the bullshit again. I think we saw Negan and Maggie eyeballing each other, mm-hmm. you know, and Carol's like, I'm gonna get you the fuck up out of here. Mm-hmm. And took him to some cabin or whatever. And he asked her, was this you or was this really the council? Did you guys think that was her or did you think it was the council?
I think it was her. Because, mm-hmm. She's known for, you know, always kind of taking things in her own hands.
And ain't half the council gone? Ezekiel's gone. Like, where is, I don't know where Gabriel is. I don't remember. But I'm like, who is the council these days?
Which is probably why Negan probably picked up on that,
mm-hmm.
you know, being a unilateral decision that she made.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but you know, Negan settles in, sees Savior Negan. Was that a thing? I didn't know that was his name.
You know what was it?
Savior I didn't know they called Negan? Him Savior Negan.
I mean, it just probably used it as a reference.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
the older I mean, Negan.
To not get confused.
Yeah.
Okay, but they were talking like he was known as Savior Negan.
In like, the after interview?
Yeah, like Angela Kane was talking like that was a known nickname for that version of Negan. I was like, I don't think
maybe to them.
Right.
The
That's what
I'm like, right. You got the scarf, you got the jacket,
mm-hmm.
you got the yeah. moon, you saved
you. You know who that yeah. is.
Right.
Okay. So I wasn't tripping.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Talking about shit pants and little pigs.
Yeah.
Save you, Negan.
Yeah. It was good to see that version of him pop up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, little pig, let me in.
Let me in.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was dope. But then it tells the backstory, 12 years earlier? So, I guess. What do y'all think, man?
So,
let's talk.
So, just like other times on this show, it starts off slow for me. I have to get into it before I'm in it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. And it was no different here. Like, it felt the same way. At first, it felt forced to show that Negan again. Because Negan was literally—he was like one of my favorite characters outside of
Rick
or whatever. Yeah. He was like my second favorite character on the show. So yeah, obviously it's good to to see him in that form again. But I think because he's been in this other form for so long that it felt a little forced to see him in this again. But yeah, that quickly went away for me. So yeah.
Around what point?
I guess it wasn't quickly. No, I said. So the chair conversation was okay. I wasn't in it at that point. It was just okay for me. It was probably after that where I felt when they got into the story. I was like, okay, this is interesting. So yeah, it was at that point where I was in personally.
Yeah, I liked it. I think since this, since his scene with Maggie in the when he was in the prison up there in Alexandria, I think this is it was cool to see like Negan, you know, the vulnerable Negan before, you know, before all this happened. Because, you know, I think from the show, they never, yeah, from the, I think they never went back and we never saw like what was Negan up to before. We always heard, he always talked about it, but we never visually see like what he was up to before everything went down. And, you know, just him and his wife and him being into the into that, that that rock scene and everything like that. I think I thought that was really cool, man. I thought it was real cool to see that side of Negan. They did a good job of going back, you know, going back, showing how much he cared about his wife and even the issues he was having with his wife. Yeah, like I said, since that Maggie situation and him in jail, I was like, yo, this is dope. Because, you know, when we first saw Negan, you know, he was a big badass dude. You know what I'm saying? Beating folks' head in with a damn with Lucille the bat. So it was just like it was cool to kind of show that side of Negan that we never seen, man. So yeah, that's what I liked about it.
Like he was about to say something.
I was, yeah. I mean, sure. Unlike you, I think I was in it from the start. They opened it up with Maggie, and so I was really curious to see if there was going to be any interaction between the two of them. If not, having Carol kind of have him out with Carol and having the conversation with her in the woods and just, yeah, I think Jeffrey Dean Morgan is an awesome actor, and I think his presence on the screen, as soon as he was there for whatever reason, I was just into it because I was really curious to see, especially coming off of last episode, I was really curious to see what they were going to do with him. And I was pleasantly surprised. They got to work on these flashbacks, though. That's the only issue I have. This,
you don't
this,
like the de-aging technology?
It's not even that. It's the sequencing.
Yeah, I was confused.
It's so stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, either just go all the way back. Like, stop. Everybody's trying to do this This Is Us time backwards shit, and it's annoying. Like, just go all the way back and work your way back up. Like, 6 months, 6 weeks, 12 years. Like, come on.
Instead of going back and then back and then back.
Yeah.
Kind of go within the timeline. Like, it is weird.
It was, that was confusing. that was an issue for me, too.
They did it with Daryl.
It didn't bother me as much as it did with Carol and Daryl.
Really?
This time around. Because I was like, okay, I could see where they at. And I'm like, okay, is this pre-apocalypse yet? And then you saw the kids outside playing Skeeter Woods and all that shit. I was looking forward to this episode. That, like, before, when I texted Mike, or when Mike texted me, it was like, hey, if you want to swing by the studio, you know, feel free or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to come. And I made that decision before I watched the episode. So I told you I was coming because I knew, I had a feeling this episode was going to be good. I'm like, yeah. Like, I,
was it because of the character? That they was?
Yeah, man, I fuck with Negan heavy. I've been fucking with Negan. Like, even though he, you know, killed Glenn and, you know, that's terrible or whatever, he's always been like that spark. He's always been that charisma, that the life of the show. Like, without Negan, you just got a bunch of stoic, over serious people and shit, man. So I think this episode did a great job of showing Jeffrey Dean Morgan's his range and his like everything that he can do as an actor. And I don't know if y'all know, but his actual wife is his wife in the episode.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Okay. So that was like, you could actually see like real chemistry and shit. But yeah, I was really looking forward to this, and it surpassed my expectations. Best episode in probably quite a few years, probably.
No, this was definitely one of my favorite episodes in a long time because me and Nate, I think we both been pretty much on the same boat since these bonus episodes had dropped. And I was finally happy to like watch this episode and just be like really satisfied. I was really happy.
Almost lost me, B. I almost pulled at you. Let me out.
Special guest.
Yeah, man. I was not looking forward to this episode just because that the last one was just so fucking trash.
Man.
But I was hoping that they were going to fix it, and they did. They did. I mean, I think the writing on this episode was just fucking incredible.
It really was.
And I kept thinking of that part in Bad Boys. It's like, that's how you drive. From now on, this is how you drive. I was like, man, I wish someone would tell them. Mm-hmm. From now on, this is how you do the fucking Walking Dead. Like, when the episode ended, I was stopped. And I was like, that's how you do it. Why is it so fucking hard for you guys? This right. is how you do it. This right. is quality storytelling.
Yes.
Great acting. A story that's not boring. A story that makes sense.
Intense mm-hmm. moments.
Yeah, some very intense moments. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of action. It just mm-hmm. all fit. It's like, how have you been fucking up so badly for the last five episodes, but right. you brought it home for this?
I think it's the character, too, as well. I agree with everything you just said, but I think it's the character. I think they spend a lot of time on characters that we just don't really care that much about.
But we care about Daryl and Carol. They just gave us a shitty story.
Not on the flashback with Daryl. Yeah, Daryl's flashback episode wasn't bad.
I'm talking about that one. I'm talking about the last
yeah,
episode.
That one. That was,
I'm saying, like, you have characters, these two characters that we mm-hmm. have been with for 10 years. We're super invested in them. Mm-hmm. They deserve better than that garbage-ass story last
I
week.
I really did.
If the writer, I don't know if the same writers, but whoever wrote this episode, why couldn't you give them something that's even a fragment of this good?
I think I'm with Rod. I think that you can do a lot with Negan as a character. So I think that that gives them, you know, extra meat to work with.
You can't do a lot with Daryl and Carol?
Well, not really. Because they really were supporting. Because, like, I know, like, I think you guys actually went through a phase where you didn't send, I mean, you went through a phase where you really liked Carol, then you didn't hate, then you hated her.
It wasn't about Carol, though. Remember, it was about the writing. The way that they were writing mm-hmm. her to be like a punk. Mm-hmm. Like, when she was badass Carol, mm-hmm. we loved Carol.
Right, right.
Then they're like, oh, they're making her out to be a punk. She's scared and don't want to kill anybody. Then it was like, what the fuck are you doing? Mm-hmm. We haven't seen Carol's backstory. They could have gone and did a little bit with that. We haven't seen Daryl's backstory. They could have done really something with that. So it's like, again, I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
But
they tried it with Princess, but it just wasn't enough. I get you didn't care about the characters, but I think that they had an opportunity to mm-hmm. make you care about her if they had done done her story a little bit more justice. She did really good performing the monologues, mm-hmm. but you didn't see what she'd been through to make you like really feel mm-hmm. for her. Mm-hmm. So I think they had a missed opportunity there, and probably mm-hmm. COVID related. They probably couldn't do as much as they wanted to, or just didn't quite know how to pull it off. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this episode, though, if they could have applied this mm-hmm. formula to the other characters that they have, they probably would have had a lot more
right.
enjoyable episodes under their belt.
Right. And some of this was already rewritten, so they had a loose, since it's not the exact version, a loose mm-hmm. script to go by. So, mm-hmm. you know, we've seen that when they try to write their own original mm-hmm. stuff, they struggle. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why we're seeing them struggle with Daryl and Carol, because they have to come up with their own ideas.
Yeah.
This thing was already kind of laid out for them. They just got to write their version of it for this TV show.
So Carol's not in the comments either?
She is. She's not this Carol.
Not at this point.
So what you guys think of the backstory? Nigga's little backstory. Like, he opened with him being a prisoner or captive. And you saw him you saw the rookie Negan. Like, he didn't know how to sneak up on people and shit.
Yeah. And I think it was like during a time where he was still kind of adjusting to the new world. You know what I'm saying? Like, finally you seeing other, it's more than just zombies. It seemed like now you got to deal with other crazy motherfuckers out here. So that was kind of cool to see that Negan in that position.
Him try to balance that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't brutal yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting his ass whooped.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that he knew he had it in him. Mm. Like, the fact that he was like, I don't want to get accustomed to killing them. I don't want to get used to that because of whatever he dealt with and whatever the situation was with the dude that put him on probation or whatever. He knew he had that spark in him and he didn't want to feed it. But once he lost his wife, that was a wrap.
Oh, the guy that he beat up.
Yeah.
He beat up because he was hitting on his wife or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He didn't want to let the guy
disrespect his wife.
He was disrespecting his wife. Because he was talking all loud and shit.
Yeah. He didn't hit on. You're right. You're right. Yeah. She went over and asked him to be quiet.
Right.
Yeah. He said something smart. And Negan whooped that ass.
He's like, nah, I got to get up.
But I got to get up. You got another thing coming, dude. See, Rick would have just got, Rick would have just walked away.
Rick would have got his ass whooped.
Yeah, probably.
Rick would have got beat down. Out of control.
Nah, bro. Rick would have got his ass whooped.
Rick wouldn't have got his ass whooped. Yes, y'all going to stop. No.
What was his wife's name?
Rick was tough as fuck.
What was Rick's wife's name?
Oh, man.
I forgot her name.
I can't want to say Darcy, but it wasn't Darcy. Lori.
Yeah.
If Lori went and told that dude to be quiet, Rick would be like, hey, chill out.
I'm not, don't chill, stop.
Lori was
but Shane
would have
whooped
anyway.
His ass.
Shane would have fucked him up. Shane would have handled that business. Shane would have put his dick in the dirt. Yes. Shane don't fuck around.
Yes.
Rick would have talked. All right, dude, like, look, man. It's the end of the world, man. Let's be together.
That's how he would have started off. Yeah,
Shane would have been gangster as hell, man.
Shane would have started off,
but he would have gotten his ass later, though.
Shit. He Rick don't beat nobody ass. Rick had to bite
right,
somebody's
Rick always
neck.
Getting his ass.
That's what I'm about to say. Rick's taking his ass.
He bit somebody's neck off, dog.
He wasn't looking.
Because he knew he couldn't fight.
He knew he couldn't fight. He bit his neck.
He was getting his ass and he was getting his mouth.
I know. I mean, I get that, but still, Shane would have went toe to toe.
Yes.
But Lucille looked like she was about it too.
Yeah, she was.
Lucille absolutely was.
She would have beat Rick ass.
Lucille about to put a slug in his ass.
For real.
That shit was funny to me.
Yeah.
It was?
Huh?
that part was interesting. Before.
That was really interesting.
Really?
Huh? You say what?
What'd you say, Cam?
What'd he say? What I mean?
What'd you say,
Cam? Been in that situation before. Oh, I never been in that situation where I'm fucking one of my girls.
No, he means they had a gun.
I'm like, damn, I knew you was grinding, man. That's not the fuck you were talking about. So when you said, oh, that was funny, she said, huh? I thought that's the part y'all were talking about. What part are y'all talking about?
No, I was talking about the gun. The fact that she was about to put a slug in his ass.
Yeah, not about
that.
In his. Who's the his?
In Negan. When she was sitting there with the cancer pamphlets and the gun.
And the gun.
Yeah, because he was cheating. So that's why I thought you were talking about the cheating part.
I see where you went.
It's cool. We're there now.
Yes,
gotcha. It's on somewhere else.
I'm like, damn,
God damn.
Shit. Your ass really was in the dirt, huh?
Now that we're here, I got a question. How does she know that he was cheating with her friend?
Because they both wouldn't,
she put it together.
Yeah.
She called him, he ain't pick up. She called her homegirl, she ain't pick up. Then I find out you ain't put. Yes, it's like,
and she was going back and forth.
Yeah, and you gotta also realize it's the same chick who been talking all kind of shit about my man and telling me that he ain't no good. You need to leave him. And now I can't get in touch with now one of y'all niggas, and I know he ain't where he's supposed to be. That woman's intuition, honey.
Damn.
We would. Bruh,
that was not good. Cheating.
I was like, I must have missed something.
No, if you missed that,
Eric,
don't ever cheat
like,
on your woman, because
you won't make it.
You will not make it. You will not make it.
That I said it was.
I did. Said what was interesting? Which part?
I think you were talking about Lucille.
I thought the whole story behind Negan being a hoe was actually really interesting, and it shows why
he.
It just shows why all of this broke him.
Yeah.
Like, I was fucking around on my wife. I wasn't there for her when she got cancer, or when she found out that she got cancer, because I was fucking her friend. Then he spent all that time trying to make it up to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't fuck up, but he fucked up. It was like, all of this just makes sense to why Negan is the way he is.
Yeah.
And think about it. That whole time, until right before she died,
oh, man.
He thought she didn't had no idea about it.
Right.
So to know, so I'm sure with everything that went on, then she gets the cancer diagnosis. He's like, okay, well, I got to stop all of this and just focus on my wife. I'm sure he was riddled with personal guilt before he even realized that on top of all this, you knew this entire time, and we've still been able to be as close as we are. So that's even more guilt on top of guilt. And then you got the guilt of not being there when she died. Mm-hmm. The bitch killed herself thinking you was just gone off and wasn't coming back. He snapped. He absolutely snapped because he was riddled with guilt, and he took all of that out on all them people that he was fucking with.
It makes so much sense why he named the bat Lucille, because she was the stronger of the two. She was the badass out of the two of them. You saw when he was getting handled by that zombie had him up against the wall and was slapping him and shit. And she came out with the fucking, what do you call the little drip bag?
Yes.
And handled the business. Yep. I'm like, damn, nigga, you really was a bitch.
Yep. And you can see how, once again, he was inexperienced. Like, the zombie was on the fence. Why did you try to sneak up behind the damn zombie? Bruh,
what was all that for?
Yeah.
I just like, what are you doing?
With his goggles on and shit.
She killed that nigga like a roach.
She did.
But that,
but that's believable. I mean,
it is believable. This is very early funny. On.
Wait, yeah. What's believable?
Just him being having real the, extra with it because it's very early on. It's,
oh, well, nobody, yeah, and the gloves and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah, I would too.
The world,
yeah.
the world was just changing. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
The world was just changing. Yeah. So
you
I
didn't
get
know
it.
If the zombie blood might get in your eye. Yeah, that's how it does in 28 days later.
Yeah.
I thought it was very real. Like Mike said, man, it was very well written because it was so true to life. Like,
it was.
You don't fucking know. Like, I have on goggles. Like, look, the same way we was in this pandemic, right?
Yeah, yeah.
People wearing five masks and shit.
Gloves,
ridiculous.
People wearing five masks.
Yeah.
Some people was wearing like
multiple
masks. And
shit. I done seen people yeah. with the gas masks.
I wear two other places when I, you know, besides here.
Shields and but shit.
But I'm saying it was even more extreme than that. Like, so imagine this: you got people actually going around chomping at people's necks and heads and shit.
I thought that was cool. I don't know if y'all caught that when they were talking about it on the radio and she right before she cut it off. I thought that, see, that's what Fear the Walking Dead should have been. Mm-hmm. But I thought even just that little glimpse of it. Say what?
It's not that.
It was that for like a couple of episodes.
Yeah, one or two episodes. It was like, okay, I see where they're going here. And then that shit just.
Damn. That's what that show should have been the entire time, was showing the world breaking down.
Yep. That's what I thought it
was. But just
be.
That one little glimpse was super cool. It was like, oh, wow, this is actually dope.
Yeah.
I know, Dom.
I know, Dom.
Yeah, bro. Talk about it. Yeah, that was cool, man. I didn't know they're married in real life though.
The actress.
That's cute. I like that.
It's real cute.
Has she been in other things? I've never seen her before.
Yeah, I think she's an actress. I don't know what she's been in, but I think she's a known actress.
Yeah, I think the other real life shit about Negan forgetting to turn that generator on after he got a piece.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, some good ass put you to sleep for a while.
He woke up like, oh, shit.
And she was like, let's smoke the weed.
Damn.
Nah, fuck
you sure? She's like, yeah, I want to pretend
it's
like it's
Saturday.
Just, yep, it's Saturday.
Like, yeah, because he's like, you know what day it is? Yeah. She's like, no, I don't. But we're going to act like it's Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I thought that was dope.
Even at home, just watching that, I was like, oh, fuck, Negan. How'd you fuck this up?
Mm-hmm.
And then just you can see on his face, he's just like, man, I got to fix this. Mm-hmm. I gotta do whatever I got to do to fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn, I didn't think he was going to sell those people out, though, bro.
I mean, he was desperate, man.
He was desperate, man.
He fixed it, though.
Yeah, he did. He definitely fixed it. And I knew, I had a feeling he was.
They were going to kill him. He had to get back to his wife. So.
Yeah.
So at that point, he was what? Was he 3 weeks or 6 weeks out from getting back to
6 weeks. Wait, no. He was 6 weeks out when he left the doctor.
Okay.
So however long it was took him to get to where they caught him at, I don't think we knew that date. But hell, we might have.
Right.
The time back, we might have.
No, you're right, because he didn't. He couldn't keep track of time, really.
Mm-hmm.
So he probably didn't know. Because in my head, I'm like, she needs those drugs.
Yeah, and he's been gone for 6 weeks.
Yeah, she's probably dead already. Like,
right.
You know, that was a given that she was going to be dead when he
That's why
back.
She said, don't leave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I can understand, too, at the same time, why he was just like, well, no.
Yeah.
I have to go.
Yeah.
I can't lose
I can't
you.
Just, yeah, I can't just let you.
I can't
sit here and just
watch you,
you
die.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's Is like, that selfish? Damn.
Which part?
That you're going to go. I'm asking. I'm sick. I'm the one who's dying. And I'm saying don't leave me. But you go because you can't watch me die and you got to figure out how to save me.
I don't think it's selfish, but I see how it could come off selfish.
Yeah, I think it's a little selfish.
I think he was trying to be like the hero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go get this stuff and
we're going to make it through it.
Because I don't want you to die.
But that's your guilt talking.
Was it?
Not necessarily because how do I say this without sounding? Men typically, I think, want to take care, right?
Mm-hmm.
Want to provide.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was a natural thing in him in general, just to want to naturally take care and provide for his wife.
But you think part of it was also him trying to fix what he did?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. But that's why I said part. Like,
part of
you
it,
know,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
part
yeah.
of it. Yeah. I don't think it's all the way just a selfish
thing. Yeah, no, I can give you that. And I know that there's just in general, men feel like they gotta fix it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he went extra hard because he has to make up
Absolutely.
For all of the shit that he did and not being the man and the husband that he should have been all of those years.
Mm-hmm.
I can't lose you without reconciling that, which is why she made it a point to say, I've known all this time. You've reconciled. We're good. And he still left anyway.
He still left anyway.
Like, that's why she was telling him that so that you don't feel like you have to go so hard. I've been on about it. We're good.
Oh,
you've
damn, made that made this episode even better. I didn't, I didn't connect that part. That she was telling him that so he wouldn't feel guilty and leave.
Because she wanted him to stay. Because she wanted him to stay so much.
But
so again,
damn. But that's more to my point of like even with that, even knowing that information and even her saying that, he still went out and wanted.
Because he probably felt worse.
Yes.
Because she's like, I've known this whole time.
Yes.
And I never snapped on you.
Yes.
Because he's thinking like we've been living like this shit didn't happen.
Right.
And you've known this whole damn.
Is that and is
this
that why
he's got so much better?
Is that why he said? Like I feel so damn lucky that you, that you pretty much been sticking with me through this.
I
whole
I
want to
see what Janine looked like though.
Janine.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm just curious.
Probably not. Sure.
They don't never look better. What is you talking about?
Yeah, they don't.
9 times out of 10, they don't never. Y'all be going for some downgrade.
Who's y'all? I ain't never cheated. I have never cheated on a woman in my entire life.
That's wonderful. That's
but if
great.
I was gonna cheat, she gonna have to look better now.
A lot of y'all don't think y'all go for what's easy, not what's best.
Well, sometimes it's easy and best. You know? That is the best.
So I was thinking, like, so I didn't attribute his guilt for what he did to him leaving until I think she made. Did she leave a letter or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Until
on the door.
Yeah. Yeah. So the way I kind of looked at it at first before they.
You asshole, Eric.
Oh, that shit just dropped out all limp and shit. Like,
is that I hope
yo, was it in there at all?
Oh, was it picking up for the whole time?
That's the concern. Why are you laughing? Because
well, you're loud, so hopefully
so I think this is where the balance comes between the man and the woman. Because he's like, man, I'm going to fix this shit. I'm going to make it right. And she was like, nah, bro. You ain't going to be able to do this.
Right.
Just stay here. Like, I know what's out there. Like, she has the smarts and the whereabouts to be like, yo, this, you're not going to be able to do it. Just stay with me. Mm-hmm. So we can be together. And he left and came back. And she was ultimately right.
I mean, it was a good plan.
It was. No, I don't fault him for doing it. I think though? I would have did
it. It was a good plan. Like, because he would have made it back if it wasn't for... The
he was gone
guys.
For 6 weeks.
Before the bikers?
Yes. Oh,
but to Nate's point, like, you're not the one sick. Right. It's something in her that knows, like, look, don't leave. I'm not going to be, like, especially me, right? I could be hopeful, like, that, oh, man, you're going to survive for a whole nother month or two.
If it was your ass, the medicine would just fall outside. And it'd be on the fucking front porch the next morning.
Oh, because Jesus looks out for
God would flip the generator back on if it was Rob.
But what? But what my point is,
they
like,
got a special connection,
right?
She always trying to get me to speak things. This is this.
Yeah, it works.
I'm sure it works.
He got him on the main line, boy.
She's stupid. But what I'm saying, my point is, like, that person knows within themselves, you know what I'm saying, before
they
you
they feel your her body. Her, yeah. She feels, yeah, my body's
feels
not going to make
that,
it.
So something in her made her say that.
Yeah, she knew.
And you got to be able to identify that. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to be like, damn, this might be one
so
I
you
can't
wouldn't
fix.
Go?
Huh?
So you wouldn't
would
have
definitely
gone?
Go.
Yes, I would definitely. Yeah, yeah. She'll tell
see,
you.
See, I would have gone too.
But see, here's the thing. Like, but if she said, don't leave me, that's where it would have been like, damn. Hey, why you put me in the... Like, we probably would have debated
it
about
it. My fault. Like, why you gonna put that up? Why you gonna do
why
that?
Why you gonna put that off on me? Why you mean you go die anyway? Why you gonna blink it?
But yeah, I would really express how, look, let me try. Please let me try. Like, you know what I'm saying? But but if she ultimately wanted me to stay, I would just end up staying.
Oh, really? See, I would have still gone.
Yeah, I would have went too. But this is why it's so good, because imagine if he stayed and she still died. Like, he would have been like, man, I could have found him.
So it's a lose-lose.
Yes.
Yes. So you'd rather take the loss of knowing that you tried to go do something. That's what you're saying?
You can
I don't know, man.
Try to make, like, find peace in that.
Yeah.
By saying, like, I tried and failed.
The way she went out, though, it was just like, there's no way to not feel guilty when you come back.
Right, because at least she could go out by your side.
Yeah.
To go out lonely, not with no one by your side going through
with
this.
With a bag on your head.
Like, she committed suicide ultimately. Like, she committed suicide because whatever her body was going through, she couldn't take it no more.
Because she ran out of the medicine, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure that shit was painful. And
yeah.
Mm. And then she probably thought Negan was dead.
Yep, that too.
You know, because I'm sure she didn't leave that note on the door for him.
Yeah, because it was longer than it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So she probably thought he.
And then she had tied herself. Didn't she like tied herself?
Yeah.
Say what?
My bad. No.
Yeah. The note probably wasn't for him. I didn't even think about that.
I thought it was because she had a heart on it.
That's what I thought.
She said, "Please don't leave me like this," and it had a heart. So I took it that she left it there in case he's not dead and he actually does make it back. That's why I'm tied to the bedpost so that if he does come back, I can't get to him.
I was
or
thinking
anything.
That too until Mike brought that though. That couldn't have been just for anyone.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was just a note, like, don't leave me like this. I don't think I even saw the heart. So.
Yeah, it was a heart.
Yeah, I thought it was bad.
So I thought it was for Negan as well, but he brought an interesting point though.
This shit was so damn good.
Yeah. It was, man. It really was.
It was so many layers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, I was tearing up. I was like, man.
I cried. Like with when he came in back on her? Yeah, that shit.
You cried for real?
I said I was choked up.
I've cried.
That was sad.
I welled up when he was burning the bat. When he was burning the bat and talking to Lucille, I was like, oh man.
That shit was fucking sad, Mike. Mm-hmm.
No, that didn't get to you, Mike. You didn't feel
it? No, I felt all of it, but I didn't get choked up.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, B, what'd you think about the birth of Negan? He walked back to the cabin.
Man, that shit. Because as I was watching, I'm like, okay, we literally just watched like the birth of Negan, like how all this played out, and him having getting that bat, getting it, man, cutting it, man, that shit was just, and just his whole demeanor, like once he, you know, burnt the house down, you know, with his wife and everything,
it was like
we are literally just witnessing the birth of the Negan that we first got accustomed to when we saw him.
And they pulled that shit off. I didn't know they pulled it off.
Man, that shit was so dope. That shit was so dope, man. I loved it.
We didn't touch on the fact that it was Laura, the savior chick, that was the one that popped him back in the head with the bat.
Yeah.
That's who that was.
I thought she looked familiar.
You didn't see the barcode tattoo?
I did, but I didn't know.
Dead giveaway. That's who that was?
Yeah. It's been a long time, Mike. It's been a lot of bullshit since then.
She always been shouting because she had that tattoo.
Me too. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
That was her dad?
I knew she looked familiar.
No, that wasn't her dad, man.
He said it was her daughter. No, I'm with Ken. He said that was her daughter.
What?
He told us that.
I'm sure she was adopted or some shit. Yeah. That wasn't her regular
dad. That wasn't her biological father.
This was some Mr. D type.
She could have had a white wife.
I thought they were trying to pass her off as biracial because I didn't recognize her from. I knew I'd seen her before, but I didn't know from where.
Yeah, it was on there.
So yeah, I was like, well, maybe they're trying to pass her off as biracial.
She was in the show for a
they
long time.
Bet not be trying to say that motherfucker was biracial.
I don't think they are.
That's a Fantastic Four shit. That's
right,
right.
She was definitely adopted on some different stroke type of shit.
Definitely.
Right, but I noticed her like immediately.
And, yeah, I was like, I liked her.
So I noticed her immediately, and I was trying to see if I remembered the black guy from something, but I don't think he was in there.
Yeah, I was wrecking my brain. Like, well, I'm like, damn.
Didn't they talk about losing a doctor at one point, or was that a doctor they already had?
They were talking about losing a doctor. You're right, and that's why they went and got the other. So that could have been him.
Yeah, maybe like after all of that went down, he went back and they started traveling with him, which is why him and the girl were so close. Oh, dope.
That's a good catch.
So maybe they were the start of the saviors.
Yeah.
That's a good ass
probably.
Catch.
Damn. Yep. Probably.
This episode was so good.
I didn't think of that. That's a good ass catch.
That's a good catch.
God damn, Ken.
He like, I'm good.
Look how he's sitting there.
Hey, man, I'm trying to score where I can.
That really is a good catch. You score with a girl, so you score with this, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good ass
call. That made me sad for me because I was like, oh, man, she's dead, too. Damn.
That's a good ass call, man.
Because she died like a fucking, like, Remember her dying?
Y'all know how she died. I don't remember. Yeah,
fucking Beta picked her up and just slammed her into the fucking cell wall. She just died.
Yeah.
I'm like, she deserved better than that. She'd been around for a minute. Like, that wouldn't kill nobody. She died instantly too.
She did. She like, really did. What
the fuck? I mean, I understand her back was broke or some shit, but why is she dead? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was like, man, that's fucked up. They brought her all the way back. That was such a dope ass like shoehorn.
That's pretty cool. I didn't catch that. Damn.
They did such a good job with this episode.
They really did. Why
can't they all of
them? What you think of the monologue, like the Negan monologue when he walked back in, Eric?
Loved it, man. It was reminiscent of the whole circle and everybody on their knees. I'm just like, ooh, give me them tangles, bro.
Taking a lot of tangles.
You might as well have said that shit, bro. I was fucking with it the whole time.
I remember the monologue.
When he walked was, in and they started talking, he was like, you said that I talk too much.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't stop talking. Okay, yeah.
I was having a gotcha. Moment, bro. He was going.
Yeah.
And you can kind of just see him kind of form into like who he ultimately became. Because he didn't really, he talked a lot, but
he didn't talk a lot.
Like we caught glimpses of it when he was playing the game. When he was like, when he said the little shit, like the normal Negan phrases, we caught like a glimpse of it, but not the Negan that just wouldn't ever fucking shut
up. I always thought he talked like excessively.
Even when he was shown with his wife, that seemed like a different version.
No, he's talking about
the old Negan.
Never mind, sorry. Yeah,
original Negan.
When you say old Negan, I'm thinking.
Yeah,
I got what you meant.
Pre-apocalyptic.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Saver Negan talked a lot, but you know,
yeah,
pre-pandemic Negan did not.
He might have been talking to Janine a lot.
He probably.
That's what I was gonna say. Like that, Jeffrey Dean Morgan did such a good job with this episode. Like appearing to be almost like a completely different person. Mm-hmm. Like his facial expressions, his eyes looked different before he became Savior Negan. And I think that especially with the way he was treating his wife, there obviously was like the way he was treating his wife, he was like, he couldn't hold a job down. He just wasn't bringing in money. He just wasn't the man that I guess he wanted to be. And I think that he felt stifled in his marriage to a certain extent, which is probably why he might've felt like a fuck up. Mm-hmm. So he just was not himself in those moments, which is also, he also attribute or kind of alluded to that when I said about him saying he doesn't want to get accustomed to killing. Mm-hmm. I feel like he was not himself. He was trying to be what he was supposed to be. Not to say he was this evil person, but there were parts of his personality that were stifled and he just let all that shit loose once he lost his wife.
He was trying to be a savior.
Yeah, he's,
That's probably why he named him the savior.
Good job, Mike.
Well, shit.
See, I had to, I had to get my
damn. Mike hit his with
that was the one thing he couldn't be for his wife.
Right. And if you think about like the way he would always say, like you even brought this point up, like they would only be brutal to save his own people. Mm-hmm. So he's probably looking at it like, well, if I was brutal back then and fucked those two dudes up, I would have saved my wife. Mm-hmm. So all of this shit just makes sense.
This episode was so good.
I don't see how this episode was so much better than the last. Episode had so many more nuggets than every single episode put together in the last season.
This shit is
crazy. Doesn't make any sense.
Negan's a strong character.
He really is.
I'm gonna keep pressing on that because he really. It's the same thing with Rick, man. If Rick came back on the episode, it would be good. No, I think it really.
Well, just hope he took these 16 years, learn how to fucking fight. Right. If that's exactly the case, then yay.
Yeah, because I mean, just looking ahead, like when he walked back, and Carol and Maggie looked up, like, oh shit, like what the fuck's going on? Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, I just think I'm just not going to do that.
He's like, nah, that's not going to work out.
Yeah.
That was the part where he looked there and smiled too. I was like, oh, shit.
They better be careful.
Yep.
They better be
fucking with
careful.
The wrong one again.
Like, y'all don't know what I done been through. This shit ain't bothering me. Hey, I just suffer the consequences. Whatever y'all want to do, I'm right over here.
Yep. He's like, I'm over it. Look. Mm-hmm. Try me.
Yeah. And then you saw the smile. Like,
the stare down and the smile.
I love that stare down.
Right. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
It's like, what you gonna do? I already beat your husband's ass.
She was like, she will kill you if you stare.
All right.
He's like, look, she could try. Let me take out baby Glenn. Right. See what she does. Fucking with me.
But I don't think that's what he's on though.
I don't think that's what he's on.
I think, especially once he, when that's what I'm saying, like when he was putting the bat in the fire, like that was so
deep to me.
You think
that was him saying goodbye to that character?
He was saying goodbye to that character. He was saying he needs to be better for his wife. He said, I need to fight for you or whatever. So I think that he is trying to turn over a different leaf. And I don't think that he's on that, like,
be this fucked up person anymore. He's got to be better for himself and for his wife. And so I just think he sees a community there that he actually wants to be a part of. And they're going to have to kill him if they don't want him to be there.
So you think him coming back was like his way of trying to be like, okay, I want to make this work?
Yes.
What about that stare down, though?
I think he's trying. That's why I say, and I know, what's the writer's name? Kane. Yeah, she alluded to it in the interview. Mm-hmm. I think he's trying to take these pieces of his personality and create a whole person. Right. He can't not include. He's Savior Negan is part of who he mm-hmm. is.
Right.
Pre-apocalyptic Negan is part of who he is. He's got to figure out who he is in this new situation. He doesn't have to be all the way this badass evil dude.
Right.
But he can't quite be completely good either because mm-hmm. this world won't allow him to. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to figure out who to be in the midst of all of that, and he wants to do it in this community. And y'all gonna have to fuck me up if y'all don't want.
And I can relate to that a lot, actually. Like, cause I'm a really happy-go-lucky guy. Like, don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you. But you press my button, like, you might feel that pressure. So, mm-hmm. like, but for the most part, look, I just want to help. I just want to be a good person.
Just live my life.
Live my life. Mm-hmm. Let me be, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Don't push my buttons. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I get that. And I think that's what he alluded to. Like, look, I can help, but if you fuck with me, I can't say that I'm not going to fuck with you back.
That's how it all started, because they fucked with the Saviors. And then he was like, all right, I'm taking two of yours out.
I think that's what it was. That's what I got from the look. I got the look mm-hmm. like, look, try me if you want to.
I'm not going nowhere.
I will be with y'all until that nigga smiled.
Yep, I'm with Ken. I'm with Ken 100%. The way he smiled was like, I dare one of you to say a word,
mm-hmm.
I will fuck you up. I don't think that could be true, but it seems like it's going beyond the whole like I want to help and make it work. I think that nigga is done.
Do y'all think he would provoke though?
I don't think he'll provoke it. Yeah, but I just think he doesn't give a fuck anymore about making this work.
Yes,
he's just like, y'all not gonna make me leave.
I can agree with you there. I'm not gonna provoke y'all. But this where I'm finna be.
Yep.
And y'all just leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah,
he gotta figure out how to work with me.
I don't think he's trying to help no more. I don't think we're gonna see the Negan. He might still help Judith because he has a connection with her.
Right. He'll help.
Mm-hmm. I think he'll still hammer nails and put up boards and shit.
So what is that?
He won't be putting them up all sad and mopey. He gonna be putting them bitches up.
What is he gonna do? What is this place in this community?
He gonna chill.
He gonna take over.
Or that. I can see that too.
I don't think so. I don't think he's going to be the new villain. I don't think he is.
I don't think he'll be a villain,
right. But I just don't think he's going to be over there trying to help no more. The way they gave him that smile and that mm-hmm. kind of like that.
I'm here. Sinister.
Yeah.
I did feel like
me too.
That too. I don't know where it's going.
It wasn't a,
he gonna be
I'm
that
just
old.
Trying to be here, guys. It wasn't that kind of
no,
smile.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It wasn't like allow me to help. You know,
it's a what?
It wasn't like an allow me to help type of thing.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
It wasn't at first.
Right.
And think about it, right? It's a good way to really go out with the bang and save the show. Mm. You said multiple times that Negan is a strong character.
Right.
So if they take that and take season 11, tell the little story about the what's they called, the city? Wherever they go.
Mm-hmm. The Stormtroopers.
Commonwealth.
The Commonwealth.
Yeah, the Commonwealth. Tell a little story about the Commonwealth in the first half of the season. And, you know, introduce Negan kind of, you know, assuming control or getting control of it. And then finish out with Negan, you know, either being the bad guy or them taking Negan down one way or the other.
I will,
that shit could go out with.
I will say this. And kind of going along with that, I do feel like Negan has to die. Ooh. I do feel like that. I do feel like he has to die.
So we don't think it's a possibility that we see the Rick Negan in the garden that Carl did.
That's what I always thought that he was.
We don't think season 11, like we have the Rick movie and then we able to come together and it'd be one big happy Garden of Eden.
Judith's going to kill him.
Negan has to die.
Judith is
I bet you. I always bet my paycheck. I bet you. Judith's going to kill Negan. She's going to have to.
Why not baby Glenn?
Maybe Glenn can't do nothing. Hmm. Little stupid ass climbing.
We don't
trees.
Know yet.
That nigga either might be a tag team. Songs. I don't know.
It might be a tag team situation.
Maybe Glenn and RJ.
It has to be either Judith or RJ.
But no, Negan has to die though. I mean, he
Negan, you dead.
He killed like her husband and these very important people of the show. Like he's like the ultimate villain outside of the Whisperer.
The governor.
Like, governor too, but
Alpha.
Yeah, Alpha. Like,
he's fucking Magneto. He killed a lot of motherfuckers, then turned good, then turned evil again. It's you know, he's all of these things.
That would be a really good way to go ahead and end the show. And just be done. Yeah. Let him kind of try to be a little slight.
I think it'd be really interesting because, I mean, you have people that actually care for the character. Now, first you had people like, fuck him, man, he's the evil guy. Mm-hmm. Then you have people that can empathize with him. It's like you take people down this roller coaster and then to kill them off. I think that'd be a nice kill.
Personally. You know what? Maybe they'll do, no spoilers, but you know what happened with Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll go that route with Negan.
Mm.
And that'll be his end, because
all right.
Because that would actually be pretty dope.
Shut up, Nate. You'll like it.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, you
would. If they went that route, that would be really cool.
So that's what I think they're gonna do then.
For real? Yeah. We'll see.
So Nate said something that kind of like sparked in me about the hammer. Because, you know, he always hammering nails. And then when you went to the flashback, he was trying to use a hammer poorly to, like, kill a walker and shit.
Okay. Oh, I didn't notice that.
You didn't notice that? Mm-hmm. And then she was like, you don't have any weapons? He's like, well, I had a hammer. But now it shows, like, he's good with the hammer. I don't know how deep that shit is.
Hammer?
I mean, he was hammering nails and shit.
Yeah,
if he can't hit a fucking zombie head and he can hit nail head, that's takes a little bit more skill.
Interesting.
I don't know. I was just thinking, like, maybe that's a little callback.
Well, they got a lot of callbacks, but yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, I don't want to see him die, but I think he should die.
Yeah, I'm with that.
How y'all feel about him just leaving?
No.
Nah.
He can't just leave off into the sunset.
He can't do that.
People would be real pissed.
Yeah.
He has.
We need some type of finale with him.
He can't pop up in the Rick movie. I'm not trying to see Negan in the Rick movie.
It's not going
to
happen.
No.
I ain't trying to see that either. I mean, like, go forever. I'm talking like, go forever, and we just never see him again.
No. We got to have a finale with him. Got to.
Yeah, him and Daryl fighting back to back, or Daryl and him are fighting together, and someone has to step in because Negan's whooping Daryl's ass. Even though Daryl can fight better than Rick, so maybe
He can. You
know. Do y'all think people will like Negan more now, or like forgive him?
I think a lot of people have been forgiving him since he got cool with Judith and saw the good in him.
I'm still on I think he's going to sacrifice himself at some point.
Oh, okay.
I'm still on that. I think that's what's going to ultimately happen, and that's how he dies.
That's how he's going to die.
And I'd be good with that.
And that way he's kind of like a savior at that point because he's sacrificing himself.
Happy Resurrection Sunday.
That would make sense too.
I think that's the route they're going to take rather than somebody actually killing him. I think he will.
And I can see him doing that for Judah. Like if I can think of anyone, he would really like sacrifice himself for.
He dies for baby Glenn.
Like a redemption.
So I think that'll make everything right in Maggie's head at that point.
That might be the right way to go.
Make things right with her.
Which is why he still needs to be in the city so that there's situations that allows him to be able to sacrifice. I think y'all are onto something with that. When he sacrificed himself for baby Herschel.
Even if he doesn't sacrifice himself, he'll definitely save baby Glenn at some point during the show. What's the little punk ass boy's
Herschel.
Name? Herschel. He'll save Herschel at some point.
I gotta be a punk ass boy.
Little punk ass boy.
Yeah, that's the only way that you can somewhat forgive him. That's the only way. Yeah. That's the only way. It's nothing else he can do.
Yeah.
To forgive that. You killed that man, that boy's father.
With his eyeball.
That's the only way that will make sense to me personally.
He ain't never met him.
I was wondering, I know this is a comic book adaptation, but I was wondering how long this episode had been written. Because, like, all the stuff in the beginning and the end, of course, that's, like, kind of new content. But most of the meat of the episode could have been almost at any part of the series. So they could have had this written for, like, a minute.
They could have.
And just, like, kind of dropped it. Because this episode also seemed, like, less pandemic-y than the other ones a little bit. Because there were a few more characters in the episode. So I was wondering. Like, maybe they just had this one just written for a minute. Just because
it was too much better than the other ones.
Exactly.
It's just like, when are we going to use this episode? Yeah. When are we going to fit it in?
Yeah.
It's just like, well.
I know she said she always wanted to do it, so.
Mm.
Yeah, they might have had that in the bag for a minute.
I can
Because you're right, it did feel less pandemic-y. There were way more characters. And, like, because even in the Aaron and Gabriel one, it was just really them three and then the one dude who played twins.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, it was his wife.
So maybe that's why it was way better.
So his wife, that's a pandemic thing.
Yeah, but there was still the Laura, the black guy, her black dad.
The bikers.
It was like her zaddy.
Yeah, but
they wanted like a really her dad.
Did you say zaddy? No, that's not what that was.
It was her zaddy. Daddy, zaddy.
But they never were all in the same scene together, though. I don't know if y'all
caught that. Yeah, they were. Laura, Zaddy, and
in the trailer.
Negan were in the same scene.
I thought in the trailer it was just the black dude and
the girl Negan. Came in she towards the end.
Do y'all show that wasn't just a cutaway to her?
No. I'm pretty sure she came in.
They show all three of them at the same time?
Pretty sure.
Editor.
She came in.
I don't know.
Right, I think it was a cutaway. So you can do that. You can just have that scene and just them two and then cut to.
Yeah, when you ask it that way.
Yeah, it just seemed like they're all in the same room, but they're not.
But even with like the bikers and in the fight scene. But I get that, but it was still more. That seems like that would have been really intricate for them to have to do separate shoots with those different characters, especially in the fight scenes.
I get you. I still think it still was. If it didn't feel as pandemic-y, but it still was. And I think that's what's good about it. It didn't feel like that, even though it was, because you got the scene with Negan and the Walker. That's just two people.
Yeah.
Right? And you got the scene with Negan and the Walker when he was fighting against them. That's just two people. Then his wife comes up and shoot or whatever.
Yeah.
I want to say that's three people at that point.
They definitely could have shot around it for the pandemic. Yeah. But even those, like the Gabriel Aaron episode, they were definitely like all bottle episodes. Like it wasn't like scenes with two or three people in it. Like the episode had two or three people.
Yeah, I got you.
With like princesses, a bunch of body doubles far away as fuck. Yeah. And like, you know, I don't know, people separated and shit.
They even had the decoys in the fucking episode with the people on the top of the thing.
Yeah.
It still was pandemic.
Shooting.
Yeah, shooting.
But it didn't feel that way.
I get you.
Yeah, because it had a bigger scale to it.
Mm-hmm. Zaddy.
Now this was really good though.
Yeah.
This
it was
damn good.
They did what they needed to do. Go out with a bang. Mm-hmm. And that was something we talked about last week. Mm-hmm. It's not gonna change anything of how we felt before, but at least we're walking away with a high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like we always do that though. I feel like premieres and finales on The Walking Dead are always like
that's
in the mid-season premieres and the mid-season finales.
That one finale where they were in the fucking snow, that didn't leave me on a high note.
Well, yeah, but that's because the previous episode was
so good.
What it was.
Yeah. It's like y'all out here in the snow for real.
Yeah.
Previous episode should have been the finale.
Yeah. I'm still.
That's how they drag you along.
What'd you say?
That's how they drag you along on The Walking Dead.
They do. Yeah. They give you some bullshit and they give you one little nugget of
good. See you next year then.
Yep.
Well, this one's supposed to be coming in the summertime, right?
Yeah,
the season 11.
We'll see.
Are they going to break it up or just going to go straight through it?
They need to just get this shit over with, Jesus. Just get this. Let us off the ride already. Yeah.
They're not letting you off the ride because then you got the Carol and Daryl Three's Company show.
I don't want to get in that line.
Y'all going to watch it.
I'm not watching.
You a damn liar.
You said the same shit about Fear the Walking Dead or that other shit. The World Beyond the World or whatever.
Don't be ganging up with Eric on me.
I was on the same side.
I even gave up on the little kid show. I gave it like three episodes. I'm like, bro, I can't do it. Did you watch any of it?
No.
Oh, it was so bad.
It's bad.
You finished it?
I finished it.
Oh, actually. Jesus.
Yeah, and it gets worse.
Oh.
I'm going to go finish it at some point, but man.
You want me to recap of like,
yeah,
type of Rick innuendos in it.
Rod,
like
I couldn't do it, man.
Why not, man?
It was
not
fucking terrible. And I've watched all Fear the Walking Dead. That's this crazy. Was worse. Yeah. It was.
I knew it was gonna
worse.
Be bad. I knew it was gonna be
Saved
bad.
By the Bell.
It was like CW type shit,
huh?
It was like CW type shit.
Yes,
that's what it looked like.
Yes,
yeah, it was
bad. It was like, come on, man. Never mind.
All right,
garbage.
Well, we did it, y'all. We made it.
Good for us, guys.
Like I said,
look at us.
Like we said last,
he said, we
episode,
did it, y'all. We made it.
We're probably gonna split this next one either into mid-season recaps and then end of season. Or just a full recap.
The bonus episodes, the frames per second.
Man. It's the last season. I'm not
every episode.
We're not doing that, Roger. We're not doing that.
We'll talk about it off air. But.
Yeah.
For the last season of Walking Dead?
No.
Are y'all serious?
After this season,
y'all say that now.
Okay. We are saying that
we'll
now.
We'll judge it by the premiere episode.
Yeah.
The premiere episode is bomb, then we'll see. But if it's just like someone,
that last episode really got to me. It really kind of the one before this one.
You're not gonna recap.
I feel you. So I felt that too because we've always done it that way. It would feel weird to not do it that way.
But feelings change.
It's the last season.
They got me back with this one, Rob. They got me back with this.
We said we have a Walking Dead party. Or something, and just make a big event out of it being over, and recap the season or something.
No,
but I can't do this you again say for now. A whole season.
You
I
say
can't.
That now. You say that.
Well,
now.
All right, y'all. We'll figure it out. Y'all let us know. But
they sound like she in the apocalypse. I can't do this. No.
Bite my neck, baby. Bite my neck.
Don't leave me like this.
Please don't leave me like this.
All right, y'all. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Bye.
Peace.